Welcome back to the LaPriori Podcast. I am one half of your host, Danny LaPriori, and today I am joined electronically by your other host of the show, Mr. Michael LaPriori. Michael, how are you doing, you sexy fucking bitch?
Danny, what is up, you beautiful, sexy son of a cunt? I'm doing great, and it's good to be on here with you again, bro. I love you, and I miss you, and it's sick to be back.
It's sick to be back. What I was going to say is I could see that you have that gold robe on, which is very hot.
Yeah, I'm feeling fucking sexy right now. Feeling
absolutely When did you start giving out gold robes, like, for your Twitch?
I don't know. It was a long time ago. We were just looking them up, and I was, like, envisioning just, like, a fucking group of people who watch, the stream. But, like, we're all dirty, nasty motherfuckers, and, like, but we still consider ourselves, like high class and bougie. So it's, like, kind of breaking down the quintessential, like, you know, like, oh, my God, that's dirty. Like, how dare you, like, do that? And we're all just, like, rich, but we're filthy as fuck. Like, kind of energy. So
that's
people started talking about like, we need, like, gold teacups and stuff like that, because I was calling it the tea party. And then I was like, nah, we need, like, golden robes. And then someone bought me one, and then I was like, how much are these? And then we saw that it was like $20. So I was like, I'm gonna start giving these out, but it adds up, you know what I mean? So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna start doing giveaways. Like, if we reach a certain number, I'll give away like 4 golden robes, because they're like $30 each, and like, it's not a lot, and you would think that it's shit, but this is actually, I've had this for fucking 6 years now. It's mad comfortable.
Well, you do Amazon giveaways too. How do you do those? How does that work? I always try to understand how it works. Is it a bracket? Like, you do like 5 things versus 5 things?
No, yeah, we do, it's not even a bracket. We just get like, everybody from the community chooses the weirdest and strangest things on Amazon, and then they submit them, and we just let them go head to head. Like the other night, we had a Santa Claus toy that twerks and sings at the same time, and versus a rabbit that, when you look in the front, it looks like a rabbit statue, but when you look in the back, it's shaped like a dick, so it's a dildo.
Fire.
So we had like let's say those two items, they'll come up and they'll start versing each other, but the way that they verse each other is that the chat chooses in a poll which one they think is the funniest or the weirdest, and then whenever one gets to the end out of like 50 items, the person who submitted that wins the item, and then we give it away to another random person in chat.
Have you ever had to like turn down an item because it was too weird?
Yeah, I've had to turn down items that are like blatantly just like full on cocks. Like, someone tried to put like an actual like sex like toy the other day, and I was like, dude, I can't do like sex toys, because the rabbit kind of looks. Yeah, I mean, even what I did was TOS, but like, it's kind of, you could still get away with it, because it's like, it's a novelty item that goes on your desk. Like, it's not made for like fucking and sucking your body and shit, you know.
Damn. Yeah. See, I would only get in on one of those. Is it possible? Like, could I even win one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're in the chat at the time, and so the way that we pick a winner is we just do like a random roll, and then it picks someone's name. Back in the day, it was crazier. Like, someone in my chat won a foxtail, but it's a butt plug.
Fire.
And it goes in your ass, and it makes you kind of look like a furry or something. I mean, I guess that's I don't know what the goal of that thing is.
Have you ever met a furry?
No, I've talked to people who are, like, online, but I've never actually hung out with someone while they were in, like, their costume or anything like that.
Got it. Yeah, see, I've always wondered what that subculture is like. Do they love animals, or do they just, love pretending to be an animal? Like, are they, like, all animal lovers, or they just love humans that dress like animals?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I don't know if they're, like, vegans, you know what I mean? But yeah. I think they just like, I don't know, like, I don't want to speak for them, because I'll feel bad if I'm like, they're into bestiality and shit. I'll feel like a fucking asshole. But like, at the same time though, I mean, like, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I get it. Like, I fucking don't get it. But I mean,
no, neither do I.
Yeah, I don't understand what the fuck's going on there. But like, you know, I mean, if they're fucking happy and they're not fucking hurting anybody, I mean, like, that's always been my thing, bro. Like, if people aren't actually like hurting anyone, Because here's the thing, like, I don't fuck with people on any side of anything that are just doing weird shit, or like, because you and me were bullied as kids for a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, in my mental, when people are like, you know, well, Mike's like, you know, playing it safe or whatever like that, it's really just how I am. Like, sometimes I just think about like the crazy names that you and me got called. Like, me and Danny got called the N-word, we got called the S-word, we got called all sorts of shit when we were kids. And me and Danny had to, like, beat people's asses once in a while to, like, gain respect for motherfuckers. And me and Danny were making out bitches in fifth grade. Because then they would hit us up, and they'd be like, yo, like, how do you get girls? You know what I mean? So it's like, in my mind, I just look at it like this. I look at it like, all right, if they're not hurting anybody, because you know, there's also those like weird alpha motherfuckers who are just like, this is like what's ruining society. And it's like, yeah, but are they really though? They go to their own parties. They don't like, you know what I mean? Like, they're kind of like, they kind of don't really look like they want anybody else around besides them. Like, let them do what they want. I don't see a furry like running for office anytime soon. It's probably possible. But like,
no, it could be. It could be at some point.
We do live in a wild world right now.
And like, so. In the world year 3000, I could see some strange things going on.
Oh, for sure. Like, we probably will have a furry president, honestly, in like the next like 100 years, most
100%.
Likely.
'Cause I think all the quote unquote status quo normal people, like, they're all gonna go extinct at some point, I think.
Yeah, like, I mean, the world's gonna get more,
because gay people exercise more than straight people, so they'll probably live longer.
Yeah, gay people be taking care of themselves.
That's what I'm saying. Like, gay people have really good cardio.
I mean, what I think of when I think of like every gay guy that I've known has had like, now are there gay guys that don't and are sloppy? Yeah, sure, I'm sure there are. But like,
you're looking at one.
I mean, like. Yeah, but like, I've known you were gay for a while though, so
I know that's what, like, when the kids used to bully us and call me gay, I'd be like, okay, that's fine.
You're like, oh yeah, like, stick a carrot in your ass.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you like this?
Stick a carrot up your butt in lunch class.
Like, shove this in my ass. We had lunch guy. Remember our gay lunch guy, Mark?
Yeah, he was great. Loved
he
Mark.
He was the best, dude. He was super gay. He was the man.
When you're a kid, you don't like, if you're okay, so if you're a kid and you're not, you know, you're not gay, like, you don't question things, you don't think about it, right? You kind of just, we grew up differently. Like, obviously we grew up, I tell people all the time, like, I'm not perfect. I grew up being like, well, gross, that's gay, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't
100%.
Yeah, we were kids. Like, we don't fucking, you know what I mean? It's the same. I always say, dude, there was a kid once that I went to school with, and he goes, yeah, I was in the bathroom the other day, like whatever. And I was like, okay, where's the story going? We're like in fourth or third grade. And he's like, I saw Tommy's penis. And Tommy was a, you know, African American child. He's a black kid with a capital B. And he goes, he's like, I saw like Tommy's dick. And I was like, okay. So he goes, it was so black. And like, I'm sitting there like, I mean, yeah, well, he's a black child. It's like, some people, like, their brains, like, they don't, it's so funny. Like, when someone has to just be like, you know, oh man, like, they're black. It's like, dude, why are you so, you know what I mean? That's how I look at everybody now. But when we were kids, you see that and you know, but like, gay is more of a closeted thing. So it's like, whenever you saw it, you were like, why is that guy like that? Or why is that guy like this? You know, you don't fucking understand it, really.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand that I don't understand it, if that makes any
sense. Right, right, right. And then you get older and then you learn about it, or you have relatives, right? Or best friends, or you have friends whose family are, and then you're like, oh shit, I didn't know that. Like, my bad. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because, so, like, if you think about it, our high school was predominantly Jewish.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was changing in the locker room, and I took my pants off to change, and a couple of Jewish guys. No, it's okay. A couple of Jewish guys looked at my penis and, like, went, ew.
What the hell? They said that to you?
Yeah, and I was like, yo, like, what's up? Like, why are you saying that? Like, what's the problem? And they were like, you're not circumcised? And I was like, no.
Oh, you were getting the, oh, damn.
Yes, I got my, not only have I been bullied, my penis has been bullied. And I remember I went home and I told mom about it and I was like, people laughed at my penis. She was just like, why? And I was like, because it's uncircumcised. I was like, why'd you do that to me? She was like, I wanted you to be like your father.
That's what she said.
Yeah, she said, I want you to be like your dad.
It's funny that you said, but isn't it ironic you said, why? Because that's how we felt. We were like, why'd you do this to us? But meanwhile, snipping a child's penis is insane.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, I won't circ my kids probably.
I don't know if I'm going to.
Until they're 18.
I mean, well, here's the thing. Like, I know you had your almost bet going, right? Or whatever the hell that it was at first.
Yeah, it was and supposed to be a certain number. But thankfully, I was off the show by then, off the basement yard. Well, so we had a bet that if we reached a certain amount of patrons, I would get an adult circumcision.
Right. We're going to do that on this show, too. We're
gonna go to patreon.com. If we get to 1,000 patrons, Mike and I will get, like...
we'll get circ.
Yeah, what's that movie where, like, the Siamese twins, it's like Matt Damon and somebody else?
Oh, Half Something? I forgot what it is.
I forgot what the name of the
movie is. It's the guy from Sunshine, Little Miss Sunshine, who plays his brother.
Greg Kinnear.
Yeah.
Greg Kinnear, and they're like Siamese twins. We'll go in, like, fucking Siamese circs and get uncircumcised together.
Yeah, we'll just, like, hold hands while it happens.
Or we could just trade foreskin. Like, wait, you could take mine, I could take yours.
Wait, like face off, but circ off?
Yes.
I want to take
the theaters now.
I want to take his foreskin off.
Off.
And put it onto mine. Wait.
That'd be awesome.
Wait, do you have to be put under to get your circ on?
Probably not now.
I don't think you have to, right?
In the day. Yeah, but they had the... Yeah, but they also had a moil who would, like, if a...
Do
like
a bris?
Kid's pee-pee, yeah, that would do a bris, and if the kid's, like, pee-pee was bleeding, he would, like, lick it off.
Ew, what the fuck is... What?
Part of the culture. It's apparently part of the culture. You can
look
it up.
Like, is this, like, the Hasidics, or is this everybody that's, like,
I think
under
it might just be everybody. Like the rabbi, like, if it's bleeding, like, stops it with his mouth. I think that's the truth. We should probably look it up.
Right,
fact it's true.
Right,
I'm going to look it up just to protect ourselves.
We're in very sensitive times right now.
Yeah. And I remember you always gave me a great trivia question that the thing that they circumcise people with is called the Guggen clamp.
It's called it's called the Morgan something, I think. It's called It's like the Morgan clamps. That's why I was saying like
I thought it was called a Guggen clamp or a Morgan clamp.
Yeah, it's like look it up after you find. I think we should find out first if the the blood thing definitely happened, right? Okay.
All right. So this is called Metzitsa Bippa.
Okay.
Damn. Direct oral suctioning. This is on New York Health. This is on NYC.gov.
That should be our death metal band name if we make one.
Yeah. Direct oral suctioning. All right, so here's what it's called. I said what it was called. Here's what it means. When a baby is circumcised, some ritual Jewish circumcisers, a moilin, do a practice called Metzitsa Bippa. Metzitsa Bippa is when the moil uses their mouth to suck the blood away from the baby's circumcision wound as part of the circumcision ritual. After Metzitsa Bippa, some babies can get an infection. Yeah, because this old rabbi licked my wiener.
Oh, I don't want some guy taking a Metzitsa. What is it? Mabitsa?
Yeah, dude. If any guy put their mouth on my kid's dong in front of me, I would lose my fucking mind.
Yeah, punch him in his face.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, it's a real thing. The moil will suck your kid's bloody dong.
Are we just doing, like, anything and then saying, like, it's like the spirit's blessing us? Is that just what we're doing now? I mean, I know old... Back then, primal people had no better knowledge of things. You know what I mean? We're a little bit more educated.
Yeah, but now we do. Just get a fucking disinfectant wipe and wipe his penis.
And now we're doing bips of sippas? Sipping that dick, that little baby dick?
Yeah, now I've seen, and the other thing I saw recently, too, is like Catholic people, when like they do like baptisms, like there was some doctor that was like the Harlem Globetrotter of like baptizing babies, and he was like spinning it around and like doing like weird dumps with it and shit.
What?
Yeah, he was like literally spinning the baby like a basketball.
And, like, why are we dunking water? Dude, why are we dunking why are we putting babies through like Trumps this early?
No, you shouldn't be shaking a baby, especially like a fucking Harlem Globetrotter basketball.
Did you see there was that priest of that guy, the baby won't stop crying, and he slaps the shit out of the baby in front of its parents?
Yeah.
And then the dad finally grabs the baby. I'm like, bro, why are you not punching that guy in the face?
It's just so weird. Like,
dude, what would you do if a priest slapped the shit out of a baby in front of you? You'd lose your mind.
I'd baptize him until he stopped breathing.
Yeah, I would baptize him. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think I'm getting this wild fucking thing. So, like, on the last episode, I was talking about this norovirus, like the stomach infection thing that's been going around. I think I'm getting it.
Wait, are you?
Yeah. So, good thing I didn't come there. Like, Selena just had it.
Yeah.
And I was, like, right next to her. And, like, there's been a couple of times in this episode where I thought I was going to vomit.
Damn, really? What the hell?
Yeah, they were like, yeah. Like, if you heard me going, like, I'm like, oh, I might puke. Or I might shit myself. I'm not sure.
So, what is it? Can you just say what it is again to make it clear for everyone? Like, what is it that you're going through?
So, it's called the neurovirus, and apparently it's, like, sweeping the Northeast, which obviously we live in the Northeast.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the most common symptoms are diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, stomach pain. I have nausea and stomach pain, but I've been having some stomach pain for, like, the last couple of weeks, but I went and got a CT scan of my stomach and found out I have a hernia. And I have this thing called diverticulosis, which is like air pockets on your intestines. Did they say you had that when you got the thing shoved up your ass?
Yeah, diverticuli. That's what Brock Lesnar had.
Well, he had diverticulitis. That's if my diverticulosis gets infected.
Oh, so yours is not. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, so mine isn't infected. But yeah, so it says diarrhea, which I have, vomiting, which I feel like I could do, and nausea and stomach pain.
So yeah, I feel like you're sick a lot.
I think it's just because I'm around a lot of people, bro. Like, you know? Like,
yeah, but I know other people that are around people so much, like, for a living. Like, it's their job. Like T-Pain. Like, I feel like he's always, you know what I mean? I feel like that guy's never sick.
Like, he's built up an immunity.
Yeah.
But my wife just had it, and it's highly contagious.
Maybe you need to, like, start sucking the blood of fucking babies' wieners when you baptize them. Maybe you'll be, like, young forever.
That's probably why they do it. Like, adds, like, 5 years to their life. It's probably, like, still stem cells in their foreskin or something.
Dude, that's, like, a thing, too. Apparently, like, celebrities would collect baby foreskin and then put that, make it lotion and put it on their face. Like, that's, like, a real thing.
Well, that's normal.
Well, where else are you, like, where do you, like, you know what I mean? Like, I guess you could just dump out.
Where do you draw the line on childhood penis? You know what I'm saying? Like, leave it alone.
Right away. There shouldn't be a single line.
There shouldn't be one line that's crossed when it comes to child wiener.
No. All wiener stuff should just be out. Unless you're the parents cleaning that thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, imagine a guy's like, okay, one more thing. Like, on your baby, it's like, oh, dude, what the fuck? Punch that fucking Hasidic bastard in the face, or whoever. It's like,
I know we've all had a lot of manischewitz, but did they not just suck your son's dick?
Yeah, that is not, in my opinion, that's not manch.
No, that's not. That's not, yeah. No. That's not kosher to me.
Again, I know that not all Jewish religious like people do that, but like the people who do that though. I mean, like you don't like. Do you want them having your title at all? Period. I would kick them out. I don't care how old of a ceremony that dude. We religion makes it's anything ceremonious. Is that the word? Is that a word?
Yeah. Dude, you're doing great, dude. Hang in there.
So like fucking what the fuck? I don't know what. There's other shit that other religions do that are just like even some of the places that they have to be the same background, or you force like what is it? Like a prepared marriage. What is that shit called? Like a organized,
arranged
marriage. Yeah. Arranged marriage. Like, I don't know if that's all, but even that then too, it's just like, what if that person's like a full on les? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Like, people that are born that way, they can't say anything or you'll get fucked.
Full on les is hilarious. What if that person's full on les? No, it's true, man. The thing is kind of scary, bro. Like, we're so sheltered, like, just as, like, two American men.
Yeah,
when it comes to, like, stuff that is so normal in other, like, parts of the world.
Yeah.
That just blow our minds. But nothing will ever be able to get me off of this mitzvah, or whatever it's called, about a rabbi licking my kid's bloody wiener.
Yeah. Like, well, thank you. Like, everyone has their own cultures and they're used to it and it's different. And I realize some people stay old school, but like, there are people who I know who have been in arranged marriages who, like, they're afraid to talk about how they don't like the dude that was set for them and shit.
Well, remember? Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Remember, there was a To Catch a Predator episode where they actually caught a rabbi.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Do you remember that? And like, the cameras come out and he like stands up and like tries to like go at Chris Hansen.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You can't do this to me. You can't do this to me. I was like, oh man, this dude was probably moiling it up, dude.
Yeah. If I'm Chris Hansen that moment, I go, you did it to yourself. You did. I mean, they do though. Like, oh my God, man. I just don't.
Bro,
like,
I cannot stop. I cannot stop watching child pred videos.
Bro, even if you're a pred, don't you see these other videos and what happens to these guys and not want to go get help? You know what I mean? Like, go get help, bro.
Yeah,
like, fix your life. Hey, don't you see that and go, okay, you know what? Maybe I should stop being a fucking full-on pred.
I think, yeah. I think when it comes to, like, pred stuff, like, that's the one thing. Like, I'm a huge mental health advocate, obviously. But, like, when it comes to, like, that stuff, it's really hard for me to be like, well, they're sick. I'm like, yeah, goddamn right they are.
Yeah, they...
Like, this guy's
walking
around trying to have sex with some kid, dude.
Yeah, yeah, and someone will be like, I don't know if this is necessary. I'm like, I don't know. I think it is all necessary. I think the more you do it, the more you'll scare people out of being fucking, like, I would imagine there's got to be at least one guy that goes, you know what? I think I'm done being a pred, because, like, that was wild to see.
Yeah, I would hope so. Some guys, they catch, like, three times.
Dude, there was a guy at our, there was a guy at our school that got caught.
Yes, there was a guy. There was a couple of people.
The music teacher school guy.
Yeah, he just died recently.
Did he?
Yeah.
Good.
Went to Pred Hev.
Sorry. isn't that just hell?
Yeah, that's hell.
Pred Hev.
Send him to Pred Hev, dude.
I mean,
you're going to Pred Hev, brother.
Here's the thing. Like, it's just like. No, there's nothing. There's nothing there I can think of. Like, there's no way you could even go primitively in your brain as like a caveman and go, oh, like, I need anything. Like, no. It's just like, it makes no sense at all.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
how do you see videos of guys getting fucking absolutely shamed? Some of them killing themselves, and you're still like fucking want to be a Pred Jones?
Yeah, dude. I don't even know. Like, what do they? Because the thing is, they'll be like, "Well, like, I'm really anxious." I'm like, "Yeah, but now you're making like all anxious people out to be preds, dude. We're not preds.
Yeah, and we're not in the fucking 70s anymore, bro. There's technology and fucking traces left everywhere. I'm not saying that that's a better. I'm just saying like, there's all sorts of shit that could catch you, and you know it's illegal. You're going to weird ass random sites, and you're doing it secretively, and you lie when you get asked, so you know it's wrong.
I know. That's the hardest part. They'll be like, so, like, you'd, like, probably sent her pictures of your penis. Like, never did that. It's like, well, yeah. I have the pictures right here of your penis.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, they know it's bad because they hide it. So those are the guys that I don't give a fuck. Like, don't tell me, oh, they're sick, like, they need help. Like, no. Even when they cry and they're like, I need help, that's bullshit, too. Yeah, honestly, dude, I would be more like, I would be more on that. Okay, yeah, they're not sick. If the guy was like, yeah, I love kids, you know what I mean? Like, then I'd be like, okay, this guy is fucked. Like, he's open about it. He's mad weird. He needs to like be put in like an institution or something. But like, these guys know, or they run. You know what I mean? Like, so
yes.
So we like, that's the thing. It's like, you know that it's fucked, and whatever part of your brain that's in that, dude, I've had, you know what I mean? I'm like, it's like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like things that I don't like. Are you like, I'm just going to, can I ask you, are you like a, do you like it? Like putting stuff in like the tush, not yours, but like, do you like, are you an anus guy ever in your life?
No, it's never been something that has like, enticed me into the chant, like where it became like that kid from like World's Greatest Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like how that kid was just a freak.
He was asphyxiation.
Like, yeah. So like, even like that stuff, I was just like, I don't know, man. I just think the butthole's just the butthole. Like it has one purpose.
Right.
Like I don't get the allure to it. You know, maybe like when I was younger and like curious, being like, oh yeah, like this is like what everyone's talking about in school. But it was never something that, you know, that enticed me at all.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I mean, it's funny, the butthole's there, but you don't think about it until you see like a porno as a kid and you're like, girl takes massive dong and ass. And you're like, oh shit, like that's a thing? Like people take it in the butt? I thought that would be like a gross no-no. But then I've watched pee videos and I'm like, this is really impressive because you don't see, but also I think they clean their bungholes. Like
yeah,
really
they douche their buttholes.
Okay, so that's why. Right. Because it's like, yeah. To me, I'm like,
and they don't eat. They like, they only eat salad for like 24 hours. That's what Asakura told us.
Right. That's wild. Because is that what they're told to do as well, or is
yeah?
Because like,
you don't want a poopy butt, dude. Yeah, buttholes for pooping, dude.
Yeah, but like poop, regardless, no matter what it is gross. Like even if it is like a little salad, you know what I mean? Like
I heard a story. I heard a story one time where a guy like did butt stuff with a girl.
Yeah.
And like his penis was burning.
Right. Okay.
And so he went to a doctor, obviously, to be like, yo, what's up with my Bernie Wiener? And they were like, let's figure it out. And they did like all the tests for it. And he came back negative for everything. He's like, why is my penis burning? And it turned out that he had a jalapeno seed inside of his pee hole.
Oh my God.
And it was from AIDS.
Oh shit. Dude, yeah, as you were saying that, I was putting that together like a fucking Ocean's 11 movie. like when they tell you everything that went down, you're like, whoa.
How'd you get in the safe? And like a little Asian man was in like a box.
Yeah, hiding the whole time.
Let me ask you a question. Just on the thing of food, what's your least favorite vegetable?
Oh, my least favorite vegetable has got to be probably eggplant, which I know everyone's like, oh, damn, you're Italian. You don't like eggplant. But I just do. It looks weird. Like,
makes my mouth feel weird. I mean, I love eggplant, but I think I might have a slight allergy to it because it makes the roof of my mouth like itchy, and then I'm like scratching it. You know, yeah. That weird, you're like,
yeah.
You're like a dog with peanut butter.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know. It just looks weird. The texture's fucking weird. And it just looks like a plant. It just looks like a fucking weird ass fucking, I don't know, man. It scares me almost. I think I have like a random phobia or fucking, not like a full on, but like Maury status. But like, I don't know. If I saw like 10 in a basket, I might start being like, I can't handle this.
Like, yeah, no. It's just, yeah, you definitely can't handle 10 of those.
Probably eggplant. Yeah. What about you? Like what vegetable just gets you going? Fuck this shit. I hate it.
It's not that I hate it. It just weirds me out. Color wise, yeah. Is cauliflower.
Yeah, it is weird though. It's weird because
it's just like white broccoli. Like that is that like what it is?
Yeah, it's like albino broccoli, I think.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a genetic dog. It's like the labradoodle of fucking vegetables.
But it's like thicker on top though. Like the whatever the shit. Isn't it called something when you just have the top of it? Whatever that is. The top of it is like more. Like broccoli, it seems like you could kind of like get through it a little bit. You know what I mean? A fucking cauliflower is like it's all crowded. It's like a lot. It's like a. It looks more like a like
yes,
a.
It's very packed. It's
like
very
a really packed. Condensed cloud. Yeah, it's very condensed. So it's like so it just it looks weird. And it's always looked weird to me too. But now that you know, seasoning has like tofu's fucking. I think the weirdest thing ever. But like if it's seasoned right, I'll fucking slop some tofu.
Yeah, no, dude, listen, I'll eat cauliflower. It just weirds me out the way it looks. It looks like a white
Yeah, it's weird.
Like a white, like a dog poopy that's been out for a long time and it turns white.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like that.
Yeah, it's weird. Me out. What is cauliflower? I mean, have you ever had anything like cauliflower tacos?
I've had cauliflower pizza.
By the way, apparently it's pronounced cauliflower.
Yeah, whatever.
We say collie, though.
I say collie. Cauliflower pizza I've had, and it sucked ass.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
It was not good.
That just doesn't sound... That's a party pooping topping right there. That doesn't sound like it's very, very fun.
Do you remember that video when that guy is eating pizza, like vegan pizza, and then he finds out that there's like cheese and sauce?
Yeah, and he like calls the place.
And he just fucking throws his fucking pizza across the room.
Bro. Loses it. He goes, "Hi, yeah, I just got a pizza from you guys," because his mom got him the pizza trying to be very like...
supportive.
Yeah, supportive and stuff. And like he's eating the pizza and he's just like trying the sauce. And he's like, there's like a thing in the sauce. Like the texture's weird. And it like the way it breaks up.
Takes it out of his mouth.
Right. And and vegans know what's in what, mostly for most like Italians, like stuff, like they do their research, you know what I mean? It's their lives. And he's just like, what is that? And then he calls the place and they're like, "Do you guys have cheese in your sauce by any chance? Like, is there any sort of cheese or anything?" And she's like, "Nah," at first. And he goes, no, I know. But like, is there like a cheese in the sauce? Can you just check for me?" And then like, you don't hear the girl. You just hear like, and he just goes, "There is." And just fucking slams his fucking phone across the room and loses his mind. And like, I'm sorry. We're not vegan, so we don't get it. And I think it's hilarious. Seeing anyone rage is hilarious to me. I don't give a fuck what it is.
The other video that comes close to that video is when that guy has that like adoptive cat.
Yeah,
it's like a shelter cat.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "This is so and so. Like, she's really nice, like, really docile cat." And the cat just goes,
"Yeah, and fucking
it latches onto his pants,
dude." It tries killing it. Yeah, and he slams it. He slams its fucking head into. Like, you know that scene where Austin Powers is getting bit on his dick by a mini-me and he slams his head in that pole man times? That's what he does to the cat. And the cat tries, like, killing him, though. It goes insane.
Yeah, the cat is definitely trying to kill him, dude. Yeah, like, that's why.
And this cat is like, he's like, "She's a little sweetheart. We love her, all this stuff." And she fucking loses it and starts, and he just starts screaming like he's being murdered. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, he just starts
sound like fucking Beavis and Butthead's neighbor.
Yeah, he's like presenting this cat. It's like it's the sweetest cat ever, and the cat latches on, like grabs him by the hips and sinks its nails into his skin. It's fucking hilarious, though.
Check that out. Check out cat flips out on
like gamer guy
owner or something. Yeah. It's like, he's like works with animals, like an animal shelter.
Yeah.
And he was just like talking, trying to get this cat a home. And he just went fucking crazy.
And then he goes into survival mode. So he just slams it against the chair mad times. He just slams it off. It's always like, because that's another thing, too. It's like loving an animal and knowing, like, obviously people that love animals, too, like, they know that animals are wild. But it's just funny seeing animals, like, "Oh, yeah, you love me." And then they just flip out. taking care of them.
That's my thing about animals. Like, humans claim to know so much about animals. Like, we don't know shit about animals, dude. Like, we try to act like, you know, like, does my dog love me? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it does.
You know, but I guarantee if I didn't feed him for a while, he wouldn't hang out with me as much.
No. Does your dog really love you if it shits all over your stuff after you've told it numerous times no?
Oh, my God, dude. Fucking this dog Tony, man. I love him so much. So Selena bought like these brand new blinds, drapes for our bedroom, and they're really nice, thick, cut out the sun, awesome. The second day we have them, Tony jumps off the bed going after Silvio, knocks it down, gets tangled up in it. He's like moving around. He ends up scratching a hole in one of them. We had them for like 2 days. And I told Selena, I was like, "Just so you know, like, the dog ruined your, like, drapes." And she, didn't even want to, like, talk to me. It was, like, my fault.
Yeah.
She was just like, I just don't understand how he could knock it down. I was like, he's a moron.
Yeah.
The dog is the smartest, dumbest dog
I've
ever had.
Some dogs have that Beethoven syndrome where they just want to fucking destroy everything too, though. Like some dogs are very good. Like Boo's a great dog. Like he's dumb in the sense that he just wants to play and he'll jump on you and stuff. But like he doesn't really, I mean, he did in the beginning, but like that dog's at the point now where he goes outside, you know what I mean? Like, but he doesn't like rip shit apart or doing. Yeah, Silvio's like that too. Silvio just like when I was watching them, like Tony's just like a little maybe he knows that he's like such a handsome dog he could just fucking get away with fucking murder sometimes.
It's the worst. Silvio though today had diarrhea, and I left the bedroom for a little bit. I went downstairs and got packages, and I came back, and Selena was in bed, and the dogs were in there, and I was like, oh my god, Selena like shit herself or something. Like as I was going in, I was like, yo, what's that fucking smell, dude?
Yeah,
and she's like, Silvio's been farting for like the last 10 minutes.
Oh god, and
when I tell you that it smelled like I walked into like imagine an old refrigerator full of old eggs.
Yes.
And I opened it. That's what it smelled like. Like the farts that are coming out of this dog are crazy tonight. Crazy. And I took him to take a poop and then he didn't poop. So maybe he's just gassy.
Yeah, maybe just like a gassy boy that doesn't really need to take a fucking full-on deuce yet.
Let's get into the ads. It is our wonderful friends. And thank you for being a sponsor this week is our friends over at Factor. Listen, everybody knows I'm not the best cook. I've said it on this a bunch of times. It's hard for me to cook. I just, my brain's all over the place. The last thing I can have is the bandwidth to put together a meal and ingredients and all that stuff. And that's why I love Factor so much, because eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted and dietitian-approved. That's a big deal. And guess what? It's ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto. Also, there's more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started and get after your goals. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever and wherever you are. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. And the best thing about it, no prep, no mess. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. And everyone's like, oh, all right, that sounds amazing, but what can you do for me, Danny? This is what I could do. You can head over to factormeals.com/LOPS50. Use code LOPS50 to get 50% off. That's code LOPS50 at factormeals.com/LOPS50 to get 50% off now. So head to factormeals.com. That's factormeals.com/LOPS50 and get 50% off. That sounds amazing to me. And, thank you for being a friend of the show, Factor, and we're looking forward to all of you guys telling us about your Factor meals. Well, let's get back to the show. So, Mike, I want to stay on the realm of least favorite foods. What's your least favorite meat?
Probably, like, lamb. I think lamb sucks.
Wow. All of our Greek listeners are going to be really upset at you.
Yeah, I fucking hate. I don't give a fuck. Hate me. I fucking hate lamb. It sucks ass.
Do you like gyros?
Gyros?
Do you like gyros?
I love Greek food. I just don't like lamb. I think lamb is like, it depends on how it's made too, I guess. Like I don't like, how about this? I don't like lamb chop.
Okay.
Lamb chop is like, it's gamey, and I don't know. Obviously, there's probably someone out there that can make it bomb. I've never liked the taste of it. I don't know. It's like too meaty for me.
Okay. No, that makes sense. See, I've never really thought about my least favorite meat. If I had to pick my least favorite meat, I would probably have to say turkey.
Turkey is
sucks, dude.
Yeah, it's boring. It's fucking dry. It's obviously the healthiest option, but it's just like it's the healthiest option for a reason. Like fucking turkey bacon is fucking ass. It's like eating it's honestly eating just like fried like paper towels.
Yeah, it's like if nasty. It's like if I put a bunch of salt and syrup on a piece of loose leaf and fried it and ate it.
Yeah, it's so, I mean, like, the flavor's there, I guess, depending on the brand that you get for it, but, like, turkey bacon fucking sucks. Like, there are times where I go, you know what, it's food, because you want to be healthy and stuff, but, like,
yeah,
it's just, dude, there's nothing hits like real bacon. Nothing hits like bacon. Do you like your bacon crispy as fuck, or, like, a little slabby and gross?
If it's on a sandwich, I want it a little less burnt, but if it's right. just going on a plate, crisp it up. I want crispy.
Yeah, dude, you need to crisp it up, dude.
Oh, dude, you gotta get crispy.
If my bacon isn't crisp and glove, I don't want that shit.
Nah, dude, I need that fucking crisp and wadded.
Yo, do you like bacon bits and like clam chowder? Or not?
Hell yeah, dude. I love fucking burnt to the crisp bacon bits fucking splatter all over my chow.
Oh, fucking chowder real quick, bro.
Chowder. Love chowder.
Can you say anything nice about Boston?
I love Boston, dude.
Boston's cool, right? It. Yeah.
I love Boston. That was one of my best crowds that I've ever done. Boston is just fucking awesome. I love everything about Boston. I love the town itself.
I want to go back. I
hate the fucking Red Sox, dude. I hate them so fucking much. Like, it's just so crazy. Like, the older I get, like, the least about, like, rivalries I really care about, because, like, I'm 35. Like, I'm going to be, like, upset because somebody's an Eagles fan. Like, I don't give a shit.
Right, right. You get older, you're kind of, I mean, I don't know.
I feel like the fucking Cowboys. I hate the Eagles. I hate the Cowboys. But, like, my brother-in-law is a Cowboys fan, and like the worst banter we'll have back and forth is like, "Oh, you haven't won a Super Bowl since 1995."
Right.
Like,
I don't want to
like crack his teeth open.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like people
Boston
definitely.
Boston Red Sox fans, though, I don't know what it is. It's just something different.
Yeah.
Like there's just something about them that I can't fucking stand.
So I'm not in that world as much. Is it still really as bad as like as it's always been? I know it's a rivalry, but like, is it right? It's got to be a little. Is it a little weaker now these days? Like, it's not like Pedro. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's obviously gotten a little softer, I would say.
I mean, it's always a marquee matchup. Like, we always, as Yankee fans, want to beat the Sox. Like,
you know,
but I think the Astros have become like a bigger rivalry to us.
Yeah.
Because they cheated to beat us. And they've sent us home a couple of times, and so there's some rivalry there, but nothing's gonna replace the Red Sox Yankees rivalry. It's just the players are different, the game's different. It's not really how it used to be. But you know, fans are a little bit different now too. I just can't stand that franchise. I fucking hate them with fucking passion.
I fucking hate
Boston.
Obviously, you'd love to see them all, but what New York team would you love to see obviously win something before you're dead?
New York Knicks.
Dude, how sick would that be if the Knicks fucking won? Because they were a laughing stock at one point for like everybody in the NBA that are fans. And it like, still.
They've been a laughing stock for like 50 years.
Yeah, dude, everyone still, like, even whenever they get somewhere, everyone's like, the Knicks. It's just like, damn, dude, like, it's really that team.
Think of it like this. I'm 15 years older now than when Dad saw them win their last championship.
Right.
Dad was 20.
Oh, yeah. He did fuck. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And our dad is in his 70s, and they haven't won since he was 20.
He's about to be 71. Yeah, it's coming up, dude. What the fuck?
He's about to be 71 years old,
that's
and the last
crazy.
Time they won it was 51 years ago.
That's crazy, man.
You know what I mean? There's people that have lived lifetimes never seeing a Knicks championship.
Yeah.
You know, and we've only seen the Knicks play in the championship twice, you know?
Maybe twice, yeah.
You know, I was very young when they were in the championship against the Rockets, and the only thing I really remember is the O.J. Simpson thing.
Yeah.
That happened during the game. That's really the only thing I remember.
Right.
And later
on,
like, you know, John Starks missed all those shots and shit.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done at a at like a sporting event, you think?
Oh, I fought someone.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I fought someone.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I think it was 19. I went to the worst thing about it too is it wasn't even one of my favorite teams. I went to a Jets game. I hate the fucking Jets.
Right, yeah. So you weren't even
I'm a Giant fan, but a friend of mine who's a Jets fan got into a fight with a fucking who's in their division? Dolphins fan, I think.
Yeah.
It was either the Dolphins. Oh my god, this is 16 years ago, dude, and 9,000 beers ago. It was either the Dolphins. It wasn't the Pats, because I remember every time I saw Tom Brady play, and that didn't happen that day. It was either the Dolphins, or it was, I want to say maybe the Tennessee Titans, if it was out of their division. It was one of those two teams. I can't remember who was playing. But one of my friends got into an argument, and as we were leaving the game, because the Jets lost, yeah, so if you go back 16 years and look at their schedule, if they played the Titans, it was them. And then maybe it was the Dolphins, can't remember. But we're walking up, and it's kind of like back and forth. It's like kind of playful. And then it got to the point where, like, we all reached the top of the stairs, and there was just, like, sizing up that was going on. And it was, like, very, very homoerotic, to be honest with you.
So hot.
Like, it got to the point where, like, people were like, oh, yeah? You know when you say, like, oh, yeah, and, like, people's faces get closer to each other?
Yeah, that's always been a funny thing. Like, why is it, what's the need to get, like, that close? It's like, there's, like, a weird sexual tension.
Yeah, and I was like, they were like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah? And then there was a face mush.
Yeah.
And I remember my friend's hands going up in the air like Kermit the Frog.
Right.
And they were just like, oh, like, and fell back. And I remember I went and pushed this dude so hard that he fell down on his butt and then banged his head on the back of the seats, the last row of seats.
Oh, shit.
And then, like, you know, like, you have, like, there's a group that has a friend that, like, doesn't really want to fight, but, like,
yeah,
you see him, like, balling up his fist and be like, chill out, man.
Yeah.
So he was like, chill out. I was like, yo, he just pushed my buddy.
What are you doing? He's just psycho.
Yeah, I was like, this guy's a maniac, dude. This dude just, like, pushed my friend, and my friend was smaller than me, and, like, it was just one of those things where I felt like if I didn't do anything, it would have been a bad look on my own conscience. Yeah,
right.
So, yeah, I would say that's kind of the worst thing. I've been kicked out of a stadium. I got kicked out of...
Yeah, I got kicked out, too.
Yeah, I've been kicked out of Yankee Stadium, not because of me. It was because of people I was with.
That's when you know you're an all-star. When you get kicked out and everyone's focusing on you, that's when you know you're meant to be a star, honestly. Or a piece of shit that no one likes. Yeah. You're either a piece of shit no one likes or you're a superstar, in my opinion.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you. I can't even argue that.
I literally got kicked out for making like a whole crowd laugh, basically. But like I was cursing and I was like, you can't curse at a Yankees game. And I was like, yo, this new stadium's full of pussies. Because I was like, dude, we were in the bleachers too. So I don't know what was
the culture has just changed, man.
Yeah.
But the thing is about baseball, it's like the last sport in New York that's like kind of affordable to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to go to the Bronx, and it's a pain in the ass to get there if you're not next to the Metro North. You know what I mean? And you know, listen, everything's cheap if you just have to go by yourself. Like whenever I have kids and shit, like, that's going to be expensive to do. Like, I'm going to do it, but it's, like, it's not cheap.
Dude, it's fucking, it's fun, though. We were, like, it's just, like, that same night, we were fucking, it was against the Sox, and we were crushing them. And there was, a little kid in front of us, like, that was a Red Sox fan, and I was, like, Chowda's going to be cold tonight, kid. like, doing that, and just, like, and then, like, just cursing. Yeah, like, I was hammered, though. Fun, though. Yeah, exactly. Like, I wasn't, like, fuck you, kid, or anything like that, but I was, like, oh, Chowda's going to be cold tonight, yeah? Like, fucking, bro, and, like, bro, and we got kicked out, and while we were getting, who?
And then I want you to finish that story.
No, Daniel, no, no. It's not that. It wasn't that crazy. No, yeah. Daniel got kicked out.
Daniel was the worst to go to sporting events with, bro. He would. I remember one time we went to a game, and A-Rod hit a walk-off grand slam, and he grabbed this other kid's, who was a fan of the other team. I think it was the Orioles. I think they played that game. He took the kid's scarf. and like started running around with his scarf like a flag.
What the hell? That's so funny.
And, yeah, and the dude was like, yo, what is he doing? I was like, bro, I'm really sorry, man. Like, I don't know what he's doing, but like, if you touch my cousin, like, we're all gonna beat you up. There was like,
everyone's gonna fight. Yeah.
It's like,
wait till you
get back. You guys are animals. He was like, you guys are animals. I was like, dude, it's a scarf, bro. It's not a big of a deal. But then I also look at it, I'm like, what the fuck is Daniel doing?
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. What the fuck is he doing? But also, like, whatever. It's a fucking game, and it's a
sporting event,
and it's like fun. He's not gonna do it, and like, it's not like he's fucking throwing it in like a fucking someone's fucking it's dumping it in someone's soda and giving it back to you or anything like that. Like, he's just like fucking with you, but it's like, but like, you guys are animals. It's such a fucking like, you know where you are right now. Also, like, you're coming to a sporting event. Like, you need to. It's not like there are people who go to games.
The jungle, baby.
There are people who go to games who are fucking absolute fucking dumb fucks. But like, there's also people where it's not always like that. So it's like, I get like that people may not know. Okay, yeah, it's not always going to be this way. But like, you don't have to be a piece of shit. Like, there are just those videos though of people who are getting in the fights, and it's like the kind of fights where you just see like wigs flying and like butt crack showing is so fucking funny though. Like, yeah, I love that shit.
The best. I love watching sports fans fight each other.
Yeah.
Because the main reason is you're fighting over a sports team that has no vested interest in you, and you're willing to go to prison for it. There's nothing
able
to explain that to me. Like, imagine, like, we went out to a Yankee game, right? Me and you get into a fight with a bunch of people.
I have that would to call be awesome, my wife. Honestly. Yeah, I know.
It would be to us, but I have to call my wife and say, hey, what's up? I went to the Yankees game, and I got beat up, and I beat a guy up. Me and Michael got into a fight, and now you have to come bail me out of jail because I'm in prison? And then she's going to go, why are you in prison? I'm going to go, oh, because the guy liked the Blue Jays.
Yeah, you have to like say because he was not. He liked the other team.
She's gonna leave me in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm just. I've also become a very spoiled sports fan, and I'm not meaning to toot my own dick here, but you know, as you grow in popularity, you get to meet some people that you wouldn't have met before. You know what I mean? So, like, now I know athletes on teams, and I'm friends with athletes, and also everyone, stop asking me where Blake Snell's going in free agency. I have no idea. So stop asking me.
None of us know. All we know is that Blake Snell's got money, and he was kind enough to come into my chat and give me like $600 for no fucking reason.
Because he's the fucking And he just goes,
let's get this shit going in the chat. That's all he said. And that and let's play RuneScape.
Dude. That's my dog.
Yeah,
dude.
Blake, I know Snell because of Danny. And like me and Snell talk like a little bit every once in a while, but I told my chat, I was telling everyone, like, Snell loves playing this game called fucking RuneScape that's like mad old and super and super super fucking nerdy. Like, it's not like
loves it.
But old school. Dude, you can role play
new shit.
Yeah, not that new shit, that old school RuneScape. And he's like, yo, I'll fucking teach you how to play RuneScape. Let's fucking do this. He's like, he's the Rune Lord. So I'm like, dude, me and Danny, let's fucking play RuneScape together. And like, you just teach me and Danny how to just make some fucking coin up in this bitch. So
I remember one time.
He's the man.
He is the absolute best, dude. He's the man. But stop asking me where he's going. I have no fucking idea.
Yeah. But the Yankees.
I speak to him almost every day.
Right, and stop asking Danny, like, obviously Danny wouldn't want him to fucking go to, like, obviously everyone wants him, everyone that knows him that lives in New York wants him to go to New York. I mean, anybody that's anybody that plays baseball wants a Cy Young. How many times, he just won the last one, didn't he?
Yeah, dude.
Guy's a fucking heater.
He's a heater, dude. And everyone's just like, yo, tell your boy to sign with the Yankees. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'll tell him.
Yeah, because he's going
to. He's going to listen to me.
Yeah, it's not how it works.
No, but
but that would be sick, though. Dude, like, he came into the chat, spoiled. By the way. He came to the chat, by the way, though. Sorry to interrupt you, but he came into the chat, and he's like, and he just goes, let's just say this. My goatee, my beard is shaved. And I was like, what? And then he goes, nah, I'm fucking around. I was like, you fucking asshole. I was like, oh, you asshole. And there were Yankee fans in my chat like, oh, damn, bro. Like, how are you going to do this to me? Because he goes, I'll put it like this. Gosh. My face is shaved. And I was like, what? And then he goes, nah, I'm just fucking with you. I was like,
trolling hard.
Yeah, Blake's the man. Yeah, dude, fucking love that, dude.
Listen, man, if I knew anything, I wouldn't tell you anyway, but it's, yeah. I don't know anything.
Yeah, we don't know shit.
The other thing.
Shout out to Snellzilla, though.
Shout out to Snellzilla, dude. Follow Blake Snell on Instagram too. He does great, like mic'd up while he coaches like Little League baseball.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he gave you. I'm surprised he gave you that much money because he doesn't have a job right now.
Yeah, it was very nice of him. That's what I said too. He's just been gaming and kicking ass. I told him to just start streaming. If he just starts streaming more, he does. But I was like, get on, like let's do. I'll set him. I was like, you set up like a every once in a while you just do this type shit. Like you'll cry. He said that he's gonna get back to it again.
He'll ask me. He'll be like, yo, he's like, is Mike nice?
Prevalent.
I was like, Mike's nice at video games, bro. Like, you should play video games with him. Because I'll play. I remember one time he called me and he was like, yo, what's up? Like, hop on COD. And I was like, dude, I suck, bro. He's like, I don't care. He's like, you're just funny. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, hide and revive us.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool.
Just revive us.
Dude, I hop in. Yeah, he was like, yo, just like, I drop cash for you and buy self revives and like, and you're good. So I was like, okay. And then, he's like, all right, like party up. I was like, okay. I get into the party. It's me, him, our buddy Steve,
mm-hmm.
and fucking the doc.
Dr. Dick, Dick? Dr. Disrespect?
Dr. Disrespect, dude.
That's so, was he in character or was he like as guy?
Nah, okay. We were just chilling.
Okay,
we were just
chilling. Nice.
And, but when I tell you, he is so fucking good at that game.
Oh, bro. Dr. D?
Blake and Doc are filthy.
Yeah, do you know Doc used to develop, like he was a designer, like a level designer for them. Like he worked with Call of Duty and stuff.
Yeah. He is absolutely filthy.
Yeah. His real name's Guy Boehm, and like and Guy from his character is apparently the nicest fucking dude ever. Like he's a complete, obviously, you know what I mean? Cause it's Dr. Disrespect.
He's the man, dude. Yeah. He's the man.
And, and I heard he's the nicest dude, but like playing with him, even as a doc is like fucking hilarious. But like, that's so funny. Like, were you guys just chilling and fucking,
yeah, we were just chilling and I would run by like in the chat, like run by them. Like, I suck.
Yeah.
Like, they would just like start laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, anyone need plates? That's what I kept saying. I was like, plates? Anyone need plates? So I was just running around getting plates, and I think we placed like fourth when we did it. But no, dude, man, it's like, the thing about sports is like I can't go, and this is gonna sound bougie as fuck if like the tickets like aren't free anymore.
Right, I feel you. Well, you put in your time. You know what I mean? You put in your time.
Yeah,
you're a very avid, like, sports is your life. Like, I'm not. Yes. I wouldn't be mad at somebody like you that feels that way about like the time. Obviously everyone puts their money, like I just watched the other day what 20,000 gets you at the Knicks for the Knicks or whatever. I think it was the Knicks. I mean, it was cool, but I just felt like, damn, 20K, like that's kind of it. I don't know, like it's cool. It gets you that floor seat, and like, you know, it's the 20K club, something like that, the club membership or something like that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
but it didn't really look like it was that crazy. Like, I don't know, for 20K, bro, I feel like you should be able to do a little bit more than get food at a really nice place and then just like go and sit down. I don't know. Whatever.
I can't. No, it's the truth. And it's like, I think that was the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, was it the Nets?
Yeah, that was the Nets. I don't think the Knicks offer anything like that. But like,
right,
bro, when you go into like a friends and family suite and there's just like free buffet food and like,
yeah,
beer and like waters that are like not Aquafina,
right?
And it's like,
you want to be in the box, you want to be a box guy now.
Yeah, dude, like if I don't know somebody on the team that's playing, like I might not be going.
Yeah,
if I can't get tickets through my agent, I'm not going.
Right. No, I feel you. I wouldn't want. I just, that's the only way I'll get
I
to
can't
one
justify
too.
It I can't justify the money anymore to be like, yo, I'm gonna pay $400 or $500 for some seats.
Yeah.
For like, first of all, it's not even guaranteed that they win. They could fucking lose.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, like I might pay $600 to watch my team lose. I'm good, dude.
Yeah, it's just it's a lot of money to be sad.
If I can't get a free ticket, I'm not going. I'm not going.
Right, it's a lot of money to be sad, I feel like. Also, you know, like you said, you know people at this point, so why not utilize your strengths? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or your connects.
Yeah, like if I can't get a ticket through my agent, like,
dude, anybody else?
TV, dude.
Anybody else would do the same too. If you have a fucking connect, anybody else would do the same. Anybody else would go, "Oh yeah, I'm not paying. Are you kidding me?" Because it's a shit ton of money to be a fan but to be an avid fan.
And also, like, if it's just for me, right. Like, I would never want someone to be like, "Yo, I got two tickets to the Knicks game. Don't worry about it. Let's go." And I'm like, I don't like doing that either. Let me give you some money for the tickets. Some dude hit me up and wanted to take me to WrestleMania.
I know, yeah.
For free.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to have sex with you.
Nah, I don't think he wanted to have sex with me, probably.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm jealous. I want to have sex and go to WrestleMania.
And he was like, "Yo, like, I've been listening to you for so long." He was like, "I've been listening to you so long, bro. I just bought these two tickets to WrestleMania, and they're mad nice seats." Yeah. And he was just like, "Yo, like, I'll take you to WrestleMania." And I was like, "Yo, bro, thank you so much, but, like, see if somebody in your family wants to go first and then, like, come back to me."
I would have taken that shit immediately.
Yeah.
It's Philadelphia this year, isn't it?
Well, it's also, like, going to be awesome. The Rock's there.
Yeah, The Rock's going to fucking be there.
Heel Rock, dude. Thank God The Rock's a heel again.
I know. Fucking he's great. He just called everybody in the Arizona crackheads or something like that.
Yeah. Now go smoke some crack.
If you smell. That shit was so funny, bro. He's like, smoke crack if you smell. Like, dude, we need that back in wrestling's been so fucking pussy. Like, it's
I hope it gets back to that, dude.
Like, we need a little bit of that. Like, and I know people were trying to get at him too. First off, people are trying to get at The Rock, like, "Oh, this is all the old shit he used to say. Like, this isn't the 90s anymore and stuff." And it's like, nah, that's Dwayne Johnson. Like, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Here's
the Rock. It's the fucking Rock. That guy is undeniably going to be who he is forever, unless he gets canceled.
Stone Cold comes out and does the same thing every time.
Yeah, and everyone loves it.
And guess what? I jizz my pants every time.
Yeah.
Every time if I hear glass shatter and it's not even a WWE event, I'm going to jizz.
If you're fucking 30 years old and you're going, "This isn't the 90s anymore," you're a fucking loser. Like, dude, what made you who you are today. Unless you're a 20-year-old kid that doesn't really get, even then, like, if you're a 20-year-old wrestling fan and it's because your dad or your mom or whoever, then they didn't fucking obviously put you onto the real shit. And you just went right into watching Seth the Shield, you know what I mean, or whatever. Yeah. Which, by the way, they're all awesome. I love the newer shit, too. And I respect it.
It was 10 years ago, which is crazy. About.
Right, exactly. But, like,
I was 25 when the Shield debuted.
Yeah. So it's like,
ridiculous.
My thing is just like, everybody can fucking thrive in it, especially The Rock. But you got to remember also, people sometimes fall into the storyline and this is what they want. This is like the arguments that happen. Like, dude, I've caught myself even the other day. I was like, someone was like, "Damn, Cody Rhodes just sunned The Rock because he said that he made a 16-minute video first, then deleted it, and then did a 21-minute video." And I was like, that's not really a good promo back.
That's 5 minutes of extra promo from The Rock for free.
Did you see it? It was a great promo.
Yeah, bro.
It was a fantastic promo.
Bro, heel Rock is so much better than face Rock. Like, people, like, love face Rock and shit.
Yeah.
But heel Rock was my favorite because he made heel Rock's the best.
Yeah, dude.
Heel Rock's the best, dude.
He's
such a piece of shit.
Bro, he's an asshole. He was calling people, like, fat crackheads. And I was what is going on right now? I feel like I'm watching, like, 90... Tuesday, now go and smoke your crack. If you smell. That shit was fire.
It popped me. Yeah, dude. It popped me.
It's like, and also, bro, as soon as he did it, so me and Danny used to fucking be like, I mean, we still watch here and there, but me and Danny used to be obsessed as kids. And like, seeing when he came out with the vest, I knew exactly what he was doing. I was like, "Oh my god!" I was like, then he did the next shirt afterwards. I was like, "Bro,
$500 shirt Rock. It was the best Rock.
Oh, it was the best Rock, and the douchiest. And he's like he's a fuckboy, but he's hilarious. It's like the fuckboy that you just love being in, like, because you know he's just an ignorant asshole. But like, he comes out right, and they were doing the Rocky chant, and it made me flash back to when he was tired of people's shit back in the day, and
Rocky sucks. Rocky
right.
died. guy.
Right. Because people don't know, like, a lot of people that don't know the history behind The Rock, like, his dad was a famous wrestler who he looked up to. And then he got in it, and then everyone was just like, oh, like, whatever. And then he got tired of people saying that he sucks, and he flipped the script, and he became a heel, and then everyone started loving him.
Yeah, dude, calling people pieces of trash.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Rock moments ever... is when he threw Stone Cold Steve Austin off of the bridge.
Yeah.
And threw his belt into the thing.
Yeah.
and he does the promo first. It's like him on the Titantron, like at the bridge with the Smoking Skull belt, and he's going to throw it into the water. So yeah. Like Stone Cold drives up to like get his belt back, right? And The Rock's like cutting a promo, and then he just stops cutting the promo and just goes, "Well, The Rock smells trash." Dude, and Stone Cold driving up to him, bro. I was like, yo, this was, you just had to be there. You guys don't understand, bro, what it was like.
Bill,
to
he's
go
been,
to school.
Yeah.
To go to school and have somebody have an NWO shirt on and you have a DX shirt on and vice versa. And you're arguing about, like, who would win, fucking DX or NWO.
Yeah.
Like, in their heyday, dude. Like, you guys don't understand what it was like to see Sting drop from the rafters on a Monday night.
You know what it was? It was suburban Tony gang. Schiavone. It was suburban gang shit. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was suburban gang shit. It was suburban gangland for real, bro. Like, yo, like, people would fight each other in school over who was better, NWO or fucking DX, bro. Michael and I used to smash Sprite cans together and drink them like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Probably
why I have diabetes.
Yeah, that's probably why you're sick, man.
Yeah, Stone Cold is the reason I have diabetes. Man. No. But the thing is, like... You guys don't understand what it was like to be sitting in your room, or sitting in our uncle's room, or in our grandpa's fucking living room on our grandpa's lap, watching Sting come down from the rafters, and Tony Schiavone being like, "We gotta go. There's no time.
It's Sting. It's Sting."
No, that's the one problem I had with WCW is that WCW always ran out of time, like. Right when like Sting was gonna beat up Hulk Hogan, and you didn't see it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Sting just had his last match. The guy's like dad's age.
Yeah, yeah, he is. He's is he damn near almost 70? He has to be right.
He's got to be in his early to mid 60s. Sting,
dude, Ric Flair's got to just. I mean, you know what? I'm all about the guy. He wants to die by the sword, I think, but like. He's got to chill. Did you see the punches he was throwing the other night?
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're so bad. But it's like, one of the tweets goes, "Yo, I love the Nature Boy, but this is embarrassing." And it's like, it kind of is, but also like, let the guy die if that's what he wants to fucking do, man. Let him, he's about to, he's almost died a million times. Like, you know, dudes, and
let
the
him
dude,
die. If he wants to die in the ring, die in the ring, dude. I don't care.
Right, and that dude's got. You know, I don't think he's got any regrets. I think he said on his special and stuff, but like, you know, the guy lost a son. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like the guy's been through, he's done some fucking fucked up shit too. Like, it's like, but the dude's damn near, like, he's about to pay for all of it. He's going to die. Like, you know what I mean? So,
and he's almost died like 9 times. He's been like struck by lightning. Like, he was in a car. He was in a fucking huge plane crash.
Yeah. Plane crash. Yeah. Yeah.
He had a stroke. Like a heart attack. Yeah.
Heart attack and a stroke.
Yeah, Steve Borden is Sting's real name. He's 64 years old. He'll be 65 in 2 weeks.
And he's still moving, bro. He got thrown through real glass, I think.
Yeah,
it's the other night.
Yo, he was jumping off ladders and shit and like doing crazy shit.
This kid, Darby Allin, is a fucking nutcase too, man. Like that
Have you ever seen his skit with Tim Robinson?
No, I gotta see it. I gotta watch
it. I'll send it to you. It's fucking hilarious.
He so for people that don't know,
he skates with 2 open knives in his pocket.
he's a wrestler. Care. He's a wrestler on AEW, and like he's definitely willing to do a lot more. What's it called? Like deathcore wrestling, or I'm sorry. Yeah, isn't it deathmatch? Deathmatch wrestling.
Yeah, because he weighs like 112 pounds.
Yeah, and he went through a real pallet of fucking glass and he immediately started bleeding absolutely everywhere all over his back and stayed in the ring. Like, while Sting's doing his goodbye speech, his like farewell speech, goodbye speech, Darby Allin's just like can't stop moving around because he's just bleeding and in pain and he's sitting there.
His adrenaline's coming down.
Yeah, it's coming down and it's like, it's just, The kid's wild, and everyone's like joking like he's not going to live and stuff. But obviously, at some point, I think guys like that, they live fucking forever because they do the craziest shit for some reason. Like,
yeah,
I was
like, he's like Spike Dudley on crack,
right? Yeah, and it's just like wild, dude. But yeah, it was Sting's last match, and like, you know, dude, like, listen, I'm 37. Trust me, there are plenty of things I go, I'm 37. I'm still like, even I ask myself, like, if you're still watching wrestling sometimes. But dude, it's just, there's a connection there that is undeniably naturally in there. It's not like I want to sit there going, oh, damn, Sting, like, farewell, bro. But like, I am. I'm sitting there going, that guy was a source of all the entertainment that we looked up to as a kid. And he was the fucking man. He would just appear out of nowhere, out of the fucking goddamn ceiling, and just beat the shit out of people with a bat. And we believed it as kids. We loved it as kids.
Yeah, dude. You guys don't know what it was like on a Monday night to see Sting come down from the rafters.
It was amazing. Get it. Yeah, you don't understand.
Like, you guys don't understand. But that was peak cinema.
Peak cinema, dude. It was amazing.
What does Homelander say? It was perfect.
It was perfect. Yeah. It was like a psychotic person.
It was perfect.
Oh, here's okay. And speaking of entertainment, though, I wanted to bring up something that was special to me, obviously, very recently, because I think Danny, I don't know if you might have talked about it or not, I'm not sure yet, but like Danny did his show. So I'm just gonna lay this out, how Danny did his show in Brooklyn, guys, which was fucking awesome. Everyone go see Danny on tour March 12th in Austin, Texas.
Starting yeah, March in Austin, 12th, Texas. I'm doing a Texas loop March 12th, 13th, yeah. and 14th. I'm gonna be in Austin, Dallas, and Houston.
So Danny did his show, and at first I was like, I just wonder what he's going to do, because Danny didn't show me any of it, and I wanted to go surprise like everybody else, and it was nice to meet all you guys there. It was fucking awesome. I had a blast.
Hell yeah.
But to my surprise, we're like chilling. I'm like, Danny's doing his thing. Everyone's fucking loving it. It's packed fucking room. It was fucking hot as shit in there. Like, you couldn't even move barely. And like, we're in there, and all of a sudden Danny's like, so, you know, I do like fake Spanish songs sometimes. And I was like, oh, my fucking God, like, he's not going to do this to me right now, is he? And a lot of you guys know, like, Danny deals with anxiety shit. I deal with anxiety shit. Obviously, like, Danny's had, like, meet and greet, like, stuff that he's had to pause for a second, but then he makes up for it. But, like, due to, like, stuff that he deals with, you know? So, like, that and being tired. I mean, I don't know how you do it, but that's a different story. Anyways, so Danny was like, yeah, we're doing a reggaeton. And I just felt it, and Danny just goes, but I don't really do it that good. I know someone who does. And I was like, oh, my fucking God. And, like, Danny asked me to get on stage with him in Brooklyn, and I performed for, like, how many hundreds of people that were fucking there? Like, a packed-ass fucking room. And it was the first time I've ever done anything like that. And I wasn't really nervous. I just, like, got up there, and it was natural. But, like, I just wanted to thank you, like, on the channel for doing that for me, because it really meant a lot to me, because, like, I know I low-key, like, it was your moment and it was your time, but I also knew what you were doing. Like, for me, I know it wasn't just for, like, just to, like, make a moment or to use me or anything like that, or that you didn't know what you were doing, because you could have easily just did it on your own. But, like, I just wanted to tell you, like, live on the show, like, it means more to me than any of the games you've given me, like, the last few years or anything like that. Like, clearly as an older brother, like, I'm proud of you, and I'm seeing all the things that you're conquering, and I know that I can do them too, but, like, it was nice to have someone just give it, like, a little bit of a push, and I didn't look at it like you being forceful or anything like that. I think you knew that I was making strides this year, and you'd seen what I was doing, and you were just like, I think it's time for Mike to try this. So to my surprise, Danny asked me up. I had no idea he was going to fucking do that. And shout out to Danny, because Danny could have taken the risk of me being upset with him or whatever, any of that stuff. But I think Danny just knew that I was ready to just fucking do it. And Danny really pushed me to get up there. And I got to say, bro, like, I mean, obviously I'm knocking on wood. I don't want to die anytime soon, but I can die happy knowing, like, my favorite moment was fucking, like, my favorite part of it was Danny took the mic and started rapping himself, and then gets closer to me, and he just goes like, and then he put the mic to my mouth, and I went, I say fria. And it was like,
no, prop the crowd, dude.
You're welcome, man. It was the craziest moment ever, because, like, I got to share the mic with Danny, and it's like, this is stuff we did in our bedroom, like, joking around as children all the time, and the fact that we got to do it in front of all you guys. So I just wanted to thank you for letting me be a part of that special moment, man. It was fucking awesome.
Let me tell you something, man. Life's just about moments. To be like 60, 70, God willing, we make it there, and just be like, yo, remember that time we fucking did that show in Brooklyn and just did fake Spanish?
Yeah, yeah. I could.
People loved it.
Dude, I could always, that's, and I can say that I did it like for once, you know, it's never been my focus to be on stage, and I still don't really care about doing it like passionately, but like, I'm not going to sit here and act like that wasn't the coolest moment of my life. Like it was. And the fact that I got to do it with you, like how many, a lot of people lose their brothers, a lot of people lose their family, a lot of people lose their cousins, whatever it may be, you know? So now that I could sit here and like, God forbid, like if I just, you weren't around or whoever, I can be like, one of the great, my greatest moments ever is like, we can say that when we get older, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So like, and just
show them a video. I'll be like, yo, look what we did one time. Yeah.
But bro, two things. One, when I got up there, I was like, fuck, that's mad people, bro. I didn't realize how many fucking people were there until I looked.
Yeah, it was a good crowd, bro.
It was. And then
like 200-something, 300. I forgot what the total was, but it was a good amount of people.
All the way into the back. All the way into the back. Yeah. And then the second part that happened, you didn't notice it. I played it off, but I smacked the shit out of my skull on the speaker when I was leaving the fucking stage. Yeah, I hit it mad hard, dude. And I was like,
you
I love
you. Smacked the cymbal, which was mad funny.
Yeah, the cymbal was hilarious. But I was like, I love y'all. Peace. Fucking smacked my head dumb hard on the speaker.
And then I invited Jared up to freestyle with me, and then he made called me fat.
Wait, what do you mean?
When Jared like came up on stage, we were just like rapping.
Yeah,
I was just like, "Yo, just like go off." And then he started like dissing me on the mic. Wait,
what? I wasn't there for that. I must have been taking a piss or something.
Yeah, bro. He was just like, "Yeah, you got a fat belly." I was like, "Damn, bro, what the fuck?
What the fuck, why did Jared?"
He just raped. I don't know. He sunned me, and then when he left, I was like, "Damn, sunned me."
He probably was just getting out everything that we got him for on the show, probably. Who knows? Probably.
No, it's just, yeah, so having Jared come up on stage and having Michael come up on stage. Life's about moments, man. Like, I've told people, like, I've been in such an emotional roller coaster the last couple weeks of my life that it's just been, like, you know, dealing with the loss of such a close friend.
Yeah.
And it's like, it becomes, I'm so happy that happened, though, because it made me appreciate so much more that I get to have moments like that with my family and stuff, and we'll continue to have moments with my family.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, 100%. Just getting started.
Yeah,
but I think the hardest thing is like, you know, like I told people, like I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I have my good and my bad days. It's just like when you have someone in your life who you could literally tell anything and know that they're not going to judge you.
Yeah,
and when you lose somebody like that. Like I've talked about things with Bobby that I've never talked to anybody about.
Yeah.
You know? And so like when you lose that, it could be like a piece of my heart is like dead.
Yeah.
It feels like.
Yeah.
You know? But you know, like his dad texted me yesterday. I got to talk with his dad a little bit. I talked to his mom. So it's just like everyone's staying in correspondence. So like, you know, I just wanted to thank everybody too for reaching out and being understanding and being cool about it. You know what I mean? It's
because it's not like it's not like you lost somebody that you were like acquaintances with, like you know.
Nah,
this was like someone that you had. Yeah,
but yeah, this was my boy. Like, you know, and it was like, it's like there's times where it's not real, and then like sometimes where it is real. And you know, the thing, sadly, that like tragedy and things like this have to happen. For us to kind of, you know, put life into perspective. So it's just like one of those things. He used to always tell me, like, drink a gallon of water every day. So, like, I'm drinking a gallon of water every day, like,
nice.
In his honor.
Nice, yeah.
You know, so, like, he, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm drinking water for him. Like, I don't even drink water for myself. He's always like, yo, get that gallon in, Papa.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, no, nah, I will. But, so life's just about memories, dude. Like, We're all going to be so out of here at one point, and it's just like, I want to be old and like look at old videos and be like, and just laugh.
Yeah, and just be able to do. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good to see Daniel and John and Jared and mom there. And then people from high school that were there too.
Yeah, there's people from high school that came, which was awesome. I haven't seen them in years.
Yep. It was fire. It was great.
Yeah, it was just a great time, dude. All my shows have been great. Like, I've been so blessed with my audience. You know, like, it's just so crazy. Like, I still go viral, like, every, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, like, I'm doing something right. And it's just about just riding the wave and just keep going. And, you know, I don't like to ride the wave alone. So that's why I love doing this show with you and having moments like that with you, because I could see the energy. I could feel the energy. And I'm a spiritual person, and I believe in energy a lot. And, you know, I'm not like a crystal, I'm not like a crystal girl or something, but like...
No.
I could see this exuberance and this radiant aura around you when you were there. And when you left the stage, it stayed with you through the rest of the evening and, like, when you went home. And so that's what was the main goal, was to give you confidence.
Yeah, it's exposure therapy too. It's very good exposure therapy too, because it's just like, I mean, I'd done the T-Pain thing and all that, but like, this was like, I got the mic, I had my moment type thing, you know what I mean? So it was way different. Everybody
knew who you were.
Yeah, everyone knew who I was. It was way different, you know? It's like,
you know, Joe was there, Greg was there, Ed was there.
And even to your other friends, it meant a lot that I was like, even you could tell, like, even for Joe, it's like, because you guys have to understand, everyone that's listening to you, you got to understand, it's like, everyone that works in this business, like, we're not by any means the largest fucking podcast, but like, we have all sorts of,
we have diehards.
Right. But we have diehards, and we have so many people that are in this business that fuck with us and want to fuck with us, that I all just know that that's there in the future, that you have to remember, we have to have that same mentality. So the mentality is when you see someone who's not really going to be, like, it's not their fault. It's not like I could never see Joe being like the kind of person like, yeah, fuck this guy. Like, he has anxiety. Like, but sometimes, but in this business or in any sort of industry or whatever it is, like music, whatever it is, like when I see T-Pain working, it doesn't matter. Like, you have fans, like, that's the sacrifice you make. Even in wrestling, these guys sacrifice their bodies. They go through all this shit. So it's like, when you see someone that's not going to perform or be there, they don't look like they're an asset. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just what you need to, you need someone who's going to be trustworthy so that you can make this dream and this idea work, you know? So when other people see me doing things like that as well, I think it's good, because everyone goes, all right, we can get Mike. Like, the first thing Kevin did from Barstool was go on my post and go, so when are we getting you here? You know what I mean? So it looks like it's an energy thing. Like you said, people see the energy and then they want that. So you bringing me up there made it so that I can be confident in my own energy, which I was in a lot of ways. Like, you and me were killing it backstage when we were at the concert anyway. Like, everyone loves having us there. You know what I'm saying? So I know that that's there.
This is different though, because like, people, when people like know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like,
it's a way better.
They're taking pictures with you. They're saying what's up to you. Like, you're having like those cool, like little, like, you know, pseudo celeb moments.
Yep.
And then it's just like, oh, like, let's just do this thing on stage and have fun. Everyone was having a fucking great time, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yep. Because everyone's
show,
there for
that
you.
That show from beginning to end was just nonstop fun. Like, everybody was having a good time.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was fucking awesome.
You know, and it's just like, it's one of those things. I remember even Joe like told me after, he was like, yo, like, that's like what you were meant to do. That shit right there.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was like, yeah, bro. And it's one of those things. Like, I wanted to ask you this question too, before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's about streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your job is hard?
I think it depends. It depends on how much work you put in. If you don't put any work in, it's not hard. But if you put
I'm just asking specifically you. Because I've seen this question going around, and I didn't want to like word it like safely around you. I just wanted to ask you how it's been being passed around the internet. Is you, who's someone who is you're a full time streamer.
Yeah.
Do you think your job is hard? That's the
question. I'm trying to answer this without like doing like a political like beat around the bush answer.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think it really just depends. Like, like, I'm not going to sit here and say streaming's harder than the guy who goes up and lays down bricks every day, like his whole life, and puts his body through like this arduous, like fucking, you know, crazy fucking conditions all the time in the sun and the weather. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't like when you compare jobs to jobs and you talk about what's hard, is that putting money in your pocket though? I think the whole point is we want to make money, right? So that's all there is to it. But to answer your question and not to beat around the bush like it anymore like that, I would say this. I would say I think that a lot of people cannot do what I do. A lot of people can't entertain people for like not let alone 6 hours straight, 12 hours,
dude, my set's an hour and I go home.
Right. Know? Right. I'm talking for 12 hours and I'm making sure that people who pay me get their product the way that they want. So that's what makes it hard because I put stress on myself. I want people to laugh. Now, setting up a computer and doing all that, I mean, and just sitting there and playing games, if you have someone that just sits there and just goes, yeah, what's up, or doesn't even talk to his chat or multitask, then no, it's not a hard job at all. And you know me, dude. I had two jobs. I did the counseling with you, and then I worked at the pool right after. So I've done maintenance, and I've done all that, and I know what it's like to be physical. I love I love labor. I love that kind of like physical labor. I've always loved it. For some reason, it's because, you know what it is, bro? It's my OCD and it's like my ADHD. Like, I like cleaning shit up and I like getting stuff done and I like wrapping up trash cans and throwing them out or fixing something. Like, I like puzzles too. Like, if I have to fix something for somebody, I'll try to do that stuff. Climbing ladders, all that shit, you know, because I was always jumping off shit. So
I think that transfers also into like the type of games you play too.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I play fun. My job will never be hard for me because I love it.
That's what I'm saying.
And I know people don't games. Right. And I know people don't want to call it the job. That's fine. I don't even get mad at people that say that. But at the same time, it is a job, and I probably get paid more than you to do it. Yeah,
You're self-employed.
Right, because another thing, when people go into like OnlyFans, like, is it really a job if they're just like showing their fucking puss lips all day? Like, I don't know, man. You could show your butthole and see how much money you get. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that I'm not saying it should be like the job you should be the proudest of. But my job, I don't give a fuck. I'm proud that I do it. But I would say, compared to like, okay, if we're talking physical and mental stuff, dude, sometimes if you're at my level, it definitely does. And I think people that say that, they've never streamed in their life more than a year or so, or they don't care about it, or they've never been successful at it. Because once you find success, more money, more problems. So like,
tell me about it.
It becomes harder. Like, you make connections. Like, it was harder for me to do a lot of things. And I'm not sitting here trying to say, oh, everybody suck my dick, my job's the hardest. I know it's not the physically hardest. I know it's not the mentally hardest. There are people out there who get paid to go to fucking war. You know what I mean? So like, but what I say is my job hard. I mean, I don't know, man. I'll say this. I know a lot of people can't do what I do, but I also know that it's not hard to me.
I think that's the answer.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people really can't do what I do. You can't stare at three screens, make graphics pop up at the same time, use your foot as a pedal to make things show up and to entertain people. And
yeah, there's a certain artistry that goes into it, especially if you care about like your audience.
Right. And sometimes I get self-conscious about my own stuff because I've been doing this for 6 years. I have to make them. If I slow down at all, I'm not giving the product that they're paying for. And there's a reason I make the money that I make, because I go hard and I pay attention to everybody in my channel. I make everyone feel like they're included because that's my job. That's what I have to do. And it is stressful. I don't think it's the hardest job in the world by any means, but to sit there and say it's easy. And I have that been said by my friends before. And I said, and ironically enough, they were the same friends who tried streaming and then gave up after 6 months. But that's because they couldn't hack it. And
dude, listen, man, I did one 12-hour stream in my life. I think I slept for 4 months.
Right, right. And by the way, I want everyone to know, before anyone goes, well, you know T-Pain and all this stuff, and you did Vine. Danny knows. I had 5 people watching me when I first started.
Knew who that app was.
No, no one from Vine. Only a few people followed me from Vine. That's it. I don't have the biggest time I ever got people to watch me was when you and Joe did the Korean Starboy thing, which was hilarious.
Korean Starboy is pretty awesome.
Korean Starboy was fantastic.
I would say your job is not easy.
I mean, you've done it. Yeah. What's your opinion? You've tried it.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's very annoying, actually.
Yeah, it is.
It's not fun. And the thing is, like, it's not that it's not fun. That was the wrong word. I said it's just not as easy as everybody thinks it is. And, like, yeah. Here's the thing, bro. Like, I'm going on the road. I'm doing these little pseudo tours. Like, well, this is like a real tour now. But, like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, bro, I don't want to be away from my wife for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and people are going to be like, well, it's like, you know, you just like make funny jokes and like get to do that and get paid to do it. I'm like, yeah, though. But like, that doesn't mean like I don't have to check in on my wife and make sure that she's okay. Check in on, you know, I'm sleeping in hotel rooms, fucking trying to find healthy food at 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, it wears on you, bro. Like, listen, right. bro, I'm going to go to Austin.
Yeah.
March 12th, I have to leave Austin that night, get to Dallas for my March 13th show, and then I have to do that again and go to Houston, right? So, like, that's, like, 6 airplanes.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's going to weigh on you. You know what I mean? And I'm already, like, a naturally anxious person.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things, but I just look at it as a challenge. Like, it's, like, what's next?
Right.
I'm a dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. I'm like, oh, you want to book 10 shows in 10 nights? I'll do it.
Well, you had to work to get that. But that's the thing about streaming is it's a muscle. Like, you have to build, you have to work with it. And that's what you had to do to become that mentality, though. Like, you didn't have a blast your first few. You did, but you didn't have a blast, like, all the way through. You were having fucking panic attacks almost. Like, you had to get used to that. But now you've done it a million times. You went to fucking Europe and got it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
So,
performed in fucking.
And four
countries.
Right. And I don't want anyone to feel like I would never. Here's another thing. I wouldn't go to you while you're laying your bricks or whatever it is. I wouldn't go to you while you're sitting at your desk in a cubicle covering files or doing people's taxes and numbers and tell you that, like, if it's everything's meaningful. Like, I, dude, someone gave me, like, here's, I'm going to be honest with you guys. All right. Like, I'm balding and shit. Like, I'm not like fucking, I know I'm hot and I feel hot, but like, I'm not fucking Brad Pitt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get paid because people are like, damn, look at that fucking hot bod. Like, I go in there and I get messages like, yo, here's $2,000, right? Once in a while. This isn't all the time, but I got that recently. And I messaged the person personally because I was like, yo, even to me, I'm like, that's a shit ton of money, but I'd like to know why sometimes. And they were like, and I'm not going to say their name, but me and my husband broke up and like we're fighting for our kid and shit. And like he didn't really do anything like with his life and blah, blah, blah. And I'm trying to do this or whatever. And, you know, I just said, they were like, you and your brother, like I found the stream. She's like, but you have helped me get over shit when I really just like didn't want to be here, dude. Like, I don't know if you understand that or not, but like,
yeah, dude. Impact on people.
Right. And she kind of let me know. And I don't talk about this shit because I don't need to. Like, it's my own trophy when I get these messages. I don't need to post them all the time. But to hear someone go, you're worth this amount to me and I wish I could give you more. Like, even like if Blake comes in, who's a fucking 2-time Cy Young fucking pro baseball player. It's
he got money,
which is cool, but it's like, why do you? And then it's like, and he even told me, he goes, bro, I'm just showing love to people that I think fucking deserve it. Who, like, basically, like, you see someone putting in the effort to make the world better. Like, I'm not discussing whether or not my job is hard or not with you. I'm discussing whether or not my job has meaning or not. That's what I'm looking at. So for me, my job has meaning, and I don't give a fuck if someone thinks it's hard or not, because I saw people saying, you know, oh, stand up, how hard is that? I saw people saying, sitting down at your desk and playing video games, how hard is that? And it's like, you've never watched my show and it shows. Like, you've never seen the effort that I put into it. But I agree, some people do sit there and don't do shit, and I don't think deserves money, to be honest, either. So
let me tell you something. There's a quote by Frank Sinatra, and I live by it. The only thing you owe people is a good performance.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. And no matter what it is.
I put my heart and soul into when I perform, whenever it is and wherever it is. Like, I've never phoned in a show in my life. Bro, I performed in Ireland with a 101 fever. And people don't know that. I had a 101 fever that night. in a different country.
Right.
I caught COVID over there.
Yeah.
I didn't know I had COVID at the time.
Right.
Night after.
Yeah, yeah, afterwards. But you felt like shit, probably.
The whole show. And yeah. I said, these people are here. I'm going to knock this thing out of the park for them. And they had such a fantastic time. That's the only thing I owe anybody. When it comes to entertainment, it's just a solid performance. And a good performance, because make it worth the price of admission. You know how many people have come to see me 3 times already? Like, that's crazy to me, dude. I just started doing this.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and like I said, bro, it's like you get better every time you're out there, and it's just about having fun. And
let me put it like this. I had a guy.
I could have worse jobs, I'll tell you that.
I had a guy who ran his own business and had to wake up like all the time and all this stuff. And he was asking me tips on fucking how to stream and all that. And he started doing it. And after like the first month or something, he was doing it. He messaged me and he's like, bro, I don't know how the fuck you can do this shit. Like even cause I take a lot of breaks, but he's like, I don't even know how you do. And that's why I take a lot of breaks, because every day I would lose my mind. Like, cause you're talking a lot. There's fucking certain things that, and I'm loud, so it's just different. It depends on the person. Like I'm a more energetic streamer, so it does take a lot out of me sometimes. But he was sitting there going, I'd rather stress over 2 stores than do this. He's like, this shit is like not what I thought it was gonna be. And I was like, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you I told you so, but I will tell you, are you sure that you're ready to, dude? And also it's like you have to cater to people's certain needs sometimes. If you're a giving person like I am, a lot of streamers will get on there and don't have time for it. Everyone's different. You know what I mean? Like T-Pain's already an established human being. So when he streams, he doesn't need to suck anyone's dick in the fucking, and I don't do it either because I keep it real. But at the same time, I do want to make sure that I make people want to come back, because I'm not a huge streamer. I have to survive off of, and I don't even want to use the word survive, but I have to live off of 250 to 300 max people. Like on Twitch, that's nothing. In a room, that's a shit ton of people. Yeah. But like that's how I look about it. I look at it like I'm in the room with people, but like it's the mental stress. There's not much physical, and I think that's where people get it mixed up. What's physical? What's fucking strong? What's making you what makes a job harder? All I know is
I also look at it like this. If everybody could do what we do for a living, they'd be doing it.
Right. Right.
You know,
yep.
Thankfully I haven't had to have a real job, if that's what people want to call it.
Yeah.
A real job in years. And I had to work hard to get to where I'm at. You have too.
And I'll tell you right now, and I'm not trying to be a dick. I don't consider myself, you even know me. I don't even tell people that. I don't even say I'm a comedian. I don't say any of that stuff. What I'll tell you right now is I've seen people who are just not really, you know, they think that they're funnier or they're whatever, and then you go and you see what their channel's doing and it's not doing very good. So it's not to throw shade at anybody else who's trying to do what I do, but I'm just saying, for somebody who, you know, who threw away all their fucking internet fame and did all that and walked away from it and then came back and had to make a living for himself off of it, Next month, I'm going on 7 years doing this, and I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life. So it's like,
no, it's the truth. And bro, like, it's kind of the same thing with me though too. It's like, I'm not on the basement yard anymore, and that thing's like, that show's so successful, but it's also I have more followers than I ever had, and I haven't been on the show in three years,
yep.
4 years.
Yeah, you gained like all the way back to where you wanted. Not you wanted it, but proved to yourself like, oh shit, I can just keep going and doing me. Because the thing is like, everyone knows that. People know that about you anyway. Joe knows. That's why Joe had you on in the first place. Like everyone knows who you are and what your power and what your energy is. And when it comes down to whether a job's hard or not, yes, there are things that are annoying about this job and having to talk and do all that. But like, I'm not going to sit here and compare my job to other people. I just feel like that it's a conversation, but that's why I wrote that. I'm glad that you asked that question, because I wrote it on Twitter, because people that say a job isn't hard, it's like, why are you knocking anybody that's just making money? If it's not a bad thing and they're not doing it a bad way, like, what the fuck does it matter whether it's hard or not? Like, also, this isn't 19. It's not like, it's not the Great Depression anymore. Even builders have fucking easier shit to work with now. Like, people used to have to carry cinder blocks on their fucking boners to get it up a fucking flight of steps in, like, 1932. Like who fucking cares about nothing is as hard as it used to be. But I get what people are saying. They're like, you just sit there, you don't do anything. But that's looking in. You're not actually doing any of the fucking work acquired.
I always say this. If it's so easy, do it then.
Yeah, then try it out. Or shut your fucking mouth.
I agree. On that note, I think that's a good place to wrap up, though. It's right energy. And it's going to carry over into next week. And speaking of Twitch and all that stuff, where can everybody find you and watch one of these fantastic streams and possibly get one of those golden robes that you're wearing?
If you guys want to check out a channel that I put a lot of love and energy into and I care about, and I really love doing. So lame. No, just check out twitch.tv/Michael_LoPriori on Twitch.
You sound like Bisbing. We see how Bisbing got caught.
Yeah.
Hell of a guy.
Yeah.
Gay.
Yeah. What was that? He obviously
he was off the air.
Also, I love how UFC is like, or how people are like, it's the UFC. You think they give a shit about firing him or not? They're not going to fire. I mean, I know ESPN owns him, but like, or who owns him now? It's not ESPN just broadcast arm. Who is it? It's collective. I forgot. I don't know. It's a Chinese ESPN company, Plus. Isn't it?
Yeah, something. I forgot what it's called.
Right. They don't give a shit. That's the UFC. They don't care.
As long as you make money, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, I don't even think you could be a Democrat and go to a UFC event anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
You have to be a registered Republican to go to UFC. But shout out Dustin Poirier. Go get that W this week, man. He's been on the show before. Dustin, go beat that fucking guy up, dude. Like, I know you're going to. I'm betting on him, so... I'm ready to see Dustin beat that fucking dude's ass. So go watch UFC 299. Check out Dustin Poirier fighting this week. Also, check out Dustin's hot sauce too. He's got great hot sauce.
He does.
Also, you guys can check me out. Here are my tour dates. March 12th, I'm in Austin, Texas. That's next week. March 13th, I'm in Dallas, Texas. March 14th, I'm in Houston, Texas. Then March 28th, I'm in Chicago, Illinois. April 9th, I'm in Buffalo, New York. April 10th, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. April 23rd, I'm in Portland, Oregon. April 24th, I'm in Seattle, Washington. May 6th, I'm in Denver, Colorado. May 7th, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. May 8th, I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. And May 14th, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. May 15th, I'm in Tampa, Florida. May 16th, I'm in Durham, North Carolina. Come out to the Sounds of Love and Stuff tour. All the tickets will be available with the link in bio. Michael, obviously, it's fantastic. Thanks for making this work.
Thank you. I wanted to say to everybody, thank you guys. Because I know we got to get out of here, so I'll try to make it quick. But I want to say thank you, everyone, for supporting. Obviously, while we're always trying to figure this stuff out, like, me and Danny appreciate the shit out of you guys, like, not to kiss ass, but we really do appreciate you guys. Anybody that's still here with us, that's still rocking with the show and waiting to see if it does bigger things and all that, you know, we always aim to do that, and we will. And thank you guys for being here for that, and thank you guys for supporting Danny while Danny's gone through his stuff, and for just showing up to the shows. I'm telling you guys, if you didn't see the show yet, you guys are getting ready to go. Go see it. It's fucking awesome. It was a great thing. Maybe one of these days I could take a fucking plane and stop being a bitch and fucking go do that same thing for you guys too at one of the shows. But everyone go check Danny out, and thank you guys again for just sticking with us while we do these Zooms and stuff. Because you guys got to understand something too. Danny's got to grind. He's got fur kids. He's got a wife. So Danny's putting him a lot of stuff to be on the road. He's got to be on the road, and he's working his ass off. But we fucking love you guys. We ain't shit without y'all. So thank you guys for just sticking with us. And to the foundation, to the base, to the Low Priority Podcast.
Lop Nation.
To my motherfucking people, thank you guys for just being patient with us and still sticking around, because we don't want to give up on this. We don't want to give up on y'all or ourselves, most importantly. Right? So
100%.
So everyone,
never doing that.
Please go check out Danny's tour. I love you, bro. Thanks for having me on the show again, obviously.
Love you too. And we'll be back next week with another great episode of Low Priority Podcast. And, you know, take care of yourself, your mental health, your financial health, and your physical health. And we will be back next week. I love you all the same amount because you're all my babies. And we'll see you next week.
Deuces.
Peace.